There is a extraordinary young man speaking at the vigil in Melbourne at the moment. This is happening at Federation Square following the driving rampage there on Friday, which has led to the deaths of five people and many others being injured. There's a young man by the name of Henry Dow who assisted the first responders who were there on the scene assisting people who had either been injured or sadly later died as a result of what happened on Friday. He has just given a very moving speech in Federation Square. I want to play some of it to you. This happened a short time ago. His name is Henry Dow, one of the people who assisted the first responders in Melbourne CBD on Friday.
We've all seen images and opinions flood the media over the weekend. And if you feel like shaking your head and feeling sad for the state of humanity, I implore you don't. I saw no evil on Bourke Street on Friday. One young man did a terrible thing, and hundreds responded with the love and sense of community that makes Melbourne such a beautiful city and Victoria such a great state. There was only kindness in the voices of the police who came to relieve us. I felt only love when an older man hugged me, having just told a relative that they had lost a loved one. Many images and sounds will stay with me much longer than I might like. But I'm glad I've seen and hope I never forget just how brave and loving strangers can be. I love this city.
What an extraordinary statement from this young man who was one of those who assisted the first responders on Friday. It's now Monday. I mean, he hasn't had time to really soak in what happened to him on Friday, what he saw on Friday. And at the moment, you've got a number of people who were there on Friday and witnessed what happened, who are addressing a growing crowd of people who have gathered in the Flinders Street area, or Fed Square as it's known in Melbourne, for a vigil for those who lost their lives as a result of what happened on Friday. Henry Dow. Extraordinary speech a short time ago in Federation Square. And I told you earlier that the accused scumbag in relation to what happened on Friday has refused to appear in court. So he says he's not well enough to appear in court. His lawyer says not only is he not well enough to appear today, but that date that's been set down for later in the year, August or something like that, no, he won't be well enough for that either. So the accused killer gets to pick and choose if and when he will show his face in court. And today he's chosen not to show his face. As I said earlier, you've got to ask yourself the question, who's in charge here? The judge at the front of the courtroom or the accused scumbag who is alleged to have killed at least five people and injured many more on Friday afternoon. Unbelievable. 131873, Ben at 2GB.com.